Brian. Welcome to the Platinum Presenter Podcast, episode number 2, presenting ADD. This is a disorder that so many speakers have. And I think it's a little bit natural because we grow up in a competitive society where everything is weighed, where everything is judged. I mean, you just turn on the news at night, especially the opinion news shows, and everybody's getting hammered all of the time. And so we feel like, especially when we're on display in front of a crowd or an audience, that everyone out there is judging us. And because of that, we've got this incredible need for affirmation and acceptance. That's presenters or the speakers, ADD, affirmation dependence disorder, believing that everybody has to not just like us, but everybody has to love us. Everybody has to laugh at every joke. So that when we tell a story that's especially hilarious and we look out in the crowd and everybody's laughing, who do we spot? The one person with their arms folded. Listen, we don't know what's going on in their life. They could be having a rotten day. It's not that what you said wasn't funny. It's just that in this moment, maybe it doesn't make a difference to them. I remember speaking one time and seeing a guy out there whose arms remained folded the entire time. Scowl on his face. I'm like, man, he's having a rotten time. I mean, I'm just blowing it with this guy. Everybody else seems to be having a good time, but I'm blowing it. So afterwards, people were coming up, making comments. Hey, appreciate your talk. That was hilarious. That was great. Really loved it. Took a bunch of notes. And then I saw this guy in line. I was like, great. Man, this guy's about to hammer me. He's going to give me the big throwdown. Tell me how awful it was. Never wanted to hear me again. Biggest waste of his life. You know, I was prepared for the gauntlet, right? And so when he comes up, without a smile, without any voice inflection, he shakes my hand. He said, Mr. Evans, that was one of the best speeches I've ever heard. That was hilarious. And the guy was serious. And I was just like relieved. But I realized from that point on, you know what? I don't need to judge the crowd. Now, if everybody's stoic, okay, there's a signal, right? But if there's just one or two people, it's no big deal. We've got to get rid of speakers' ADD, affirmation dependence disorder. You know, a lot of places that you speak, they're going to have a rate sheet. And they're going to mark you from 1 to 10 or 1 to 5, how good you were. And often as speakers, we receive those back. Listen, let me give you 3 points here for you to just totally ignore. 3 eyes of ignorance. Ignore unsolicited feedback. You didn't ask for those rate sheets, or it wasn't your sheet that you handed out. You know, if you handed out a sheet with notes on it and rating each segment, well, at least then it would be valid because it's based on your presentation. But a generic rate sheet, when that information comes back, and let's say that, you know, 95% are super positive, don't worry about that 5%. Ignore unsolicited feedback. If someone comes up to you afterwards and has something negative to say to you, don't worry about it. You didn't ask for that feedback. Most of the time when people come up to you and have something negative to say, it's not for your benefit, it's for their benefit. Because they're going to go away and tell somebody how they straightened you out. How they went up to the speaker afterwards and gave them a funny story, or how they came up and gave another point that you could have made. You see, that's for them. It's not for you. If it was for you, they would give you some helpful advice and never mention it again. But if it's for them, they go around telling other people what they said to you. So who's it for? It's for them. Ignore unsolicited feedback. Second of all, ignore the bottom 10%. The bottom 10%. So if, you know, 10% of the crowd doesn't seem to really get into you, or you get negative feedback from 10% of the crowd, that might seem high. I don't really think it is. In fact, we should be pushing some buttons. If we look at elections, what do they want? They want 50% and above, right? You know, you don't expect for every politician to be liked across the board. Certainly not. Now, with speaking, I think we should at least be connecting with 75% or above. You know, if we fall below that, chances are we're just not really good for that particular crowd or for that particular venue. But need to know this. There is the 296-2 rule that is always in play. 2% of the crowd are going to think you are the best speaker they've ever heard in their entire lives. Now, 2% are going to think that you are the worst speaker that they've ever heard in their entire life. Shoot for the 96%. Because those 2% on opposite wings, hey, they're deranged. They need some counseling, maybe even some medication. Here's the thing. We love that upper 2%, but what we tend to listen to as human beings is that bottom 2%, and they really don't count. We shouldn't pay any attention to them. It's unsolicited feedback. Ignore them. So ignore also the bottom 10%, because that's the area of people that we can't really weigh. We don't know if they're in a bad mood. We don't know if they're a different personality type. We don't know if it's because we're creatives and they're linear, or we're linear and they're creatives. You know, it's so hard to weigh. We don't know all of the background. And what we imagine when we speak is that everybody's on a level plane, that everybody has a very similar personality. Everybody has the same type of humor. Everybody appreciates content. Everybody's having a great day. Everybody wants to be in the meeting. You know, we can't weigh all that. We don't know what's going on. There's too many factors that we can't determine. So ignore the bottom 10%. And then ignore ADD, the affirmation dependence disorder. If you feel like you've got to have accolades in order to prove that you're effective as a speaker, hey, you're blowing it right out of the gate. Because it shouldn't be that us speaking is about us. It's about the audience, or it's about the buyer, whoever hired us for this particular engagement. That it's not about whether or not we get all this positive feedback to feed our egos. Our ego should be solid before we ever go in. Our self-esteem should not be dependent on what others think about this message. Because for the most part, we don't know the people. They're strangers to us. And so if we allow our self-esteem to be fed and to be stabilized on the feedback of strangers, listen, we've got a long way to go in life, period. But instead, we should have a solid self-esteem. We should know that we have a valuable message. We should know that we're delivering solid content. And we should know that we've made a positive difference and impact before we ever get on stage, before we ever do the teleconference, before we ever do the webinar, before we ever do the podcast. We should know that our information is valuable. And so we shouldn't step to the stage thinking, "Whoo! I tell you what, I hope I get great feedback. I hope that I can leave feeling good about what I did." We should feel good to begin with and know that the audience is really blessed and is a great opportunity for them to learn, to be engaged, to be educated, possibly to be entertained, all the things we talked about in podcast one. Now, I want to give you a warning. Here is who you're going to get the most negative feedback from. Are you ready for this? Other speakers. That's right. Other speakers, they consider you often the enemy. I don't want that to sound too strong, but I've noticed that most of the unsolicited negative feedback that I get is from other speakers, not from the regular audience member. It's usually a person that comes up and said, "I want you to know that I've been speaking for a while, and I've noticed a couple of things that you could do to make your presentation stronger." And here's what I've often noticed about the unsolicited speaker feedback is that these people usually are not good. They're really not good speakers. Now, when someone comes up and says, "Hey, I'm a speaker, I'm going to give you some advice," unless their keynote fee is like $10,000, $15,000 and above, I really wouldn't worry about it. And even then, I don't often listen. I listen to their tone. I listen to their heart. I listen to how they're saying what they're saying to me. Now, I've shared the stage, you guys know, with Zig Ziglar, John Maxwell, some other greats. You know how much negative feedback I've received from them? Zero. And these are people who can actually be helpful, right? These are stars. These are people who are proven in the marketplace, not some unknown speaker. Maybe known in their little realm, but not known across the board. These are people who actually have credibility, and they're not giving negative, unsolicited feedback. But you get strangers that walk up to you. Okay, so here's why they're threatened. I want you to know why they're threatened so that these things can be anchored in your mind and you can say, wow, you know what? This is just a person that is has just had their ego bruised a little bit, and I just need to listen to them and allow them to have their say and to say thank you in response. That's what I always say. I never get in an argument with them. I just go, hey, I really appreciate your feedback on that. And I know that they're going to go and tell their friends, hey, I heard the speaker today, but fortunately I was able to help them out. Yeah. Okay, great. That's exactly what you did. All right. So here are the three areas, really a triple threat. You are a triple threat to other speakers because they're jealous, number one, of your content. They may not be jealous of all three of these things, but it's most likely going to be one, but it may be all three. Number one is your content. When they see other people taking notes, writing down what you're saying, applying what you're saying, number one, they're jealous because of that content, because they almost feel like, well, I could have presented that. I could be up there doing that very same talk. You know, when a speaker is in the audience, where do they think they should be? They think they should be on stage. But there is a reason why you're on stage and somebody else isn't. It doesn't even mean that you're necessarily better. It just means that someone saw that you had a message that needed to be shared with their particular group. And so you're there to share the best content possible. And what that's going to do is going to make some speakers extremely jealous. So threat number one is your content. And if you've been through the perfect presentation formula, you're going to have great content every single time. Every time. It's going to be unquestionable. You're going to step to the stage and you're going to know that what you're sharing is valuable. It's solid. It's honed in on a specific message so tightly that no one is going to get lost. Threat number one, connection. Threat number two, connection. They get bothered when they see that you are connecting with the crowd, when the crowd really laughs at you and kind of chuckles at them, when the attention is really on your message and they notice that they lose a lot of the crowd's attention. So your connection, your ability to connect with your audience, to connect with the crowd, it bothers other speakers. Because on average, the average speaker out there does not have great connection. I mean, you've sat in enough audiences, you've wandered off mentally enough to know that on average, speakers are average. And there's not that many really good speakers that keep your attention and connect with you. Well, speakers who are out there saying they're, quote, speakers, get bothered by that. You see, I want you to be a legit speaker. I want you to be a legit presenter. And by that, I mean that you bring the goods. You bring the content. You bring the connection. You can look on almost anybody's website out there who has written a book or has some sort of product, and they will list themselves as a speaker. And they'll have maybe even a list of where they're speaking, but often it's free events, or they're speaking over in this side room that nobody's even going to attend their session. But they say, hey, I'm a speaker. Not really. I mean, not really in the sense that you're defining it. Now, I believe that we're all speakers. We all have a message that we need to share, but we don't need to just put tagline speaker on there because we think it makes us important. Instead, let's bring the goods. Let's bring the content. Let's bring the connection. So first threat is content. Second threat is connection. And then the third threat, your confetti. Your confetti, the cheers, the ovation, the laughter, people coming up to you afterwards telling you that you did a good job. And often the quote speakers will wait to the side because they want to be last. They want to wait to the very end. They want you to get all of these accolades and all this build up so that they can come in and straighten you out. And if you're not careful, what will happen is that you will allow all the positives to get sucked away. You'll just drop and you'll feel like, man, I just didn't do a good job. That guy, that girl was just so negative. They told me that I was just not effective. They told me that I was not that interesting. They told me that I wasn't that funny. Replay it. Listen, if people were laughing or you get feedback that's positive, replay that. Don't replay the negative. I did a webinar a few weeks ago. Feedback was phenomenal. Out of over 100 people on the live webinar, I got about, I'd say 98% was super positive. It really followed the 96-2 rule that I stated earlier. Actually, it was even, I don't know what the total feedback was because I don't get everything right, but one person took the time to write me about a page letter of what they didn't like. I mean, really, you will spend your life writing a full page about what you didn't like? What is that? And I've got all these other positives. What does that tell me? It tells me that that one person really has some issues, really has some problems, really has some challenges that they're facing in their life. So I didn't write back anything negative. I didn't try to prove my point or to state my case. You know, I had been publishing confetti. I'd been publishing the positive feedback. And I think they felt threatened. I bet that they hold a lot of webinars that are not well attended and people drop off. See, when you hold a webinar, you can see how long people are staying on board. And like if you've got 100 people on the webinar, at the end of the webinar, if there's 25 people there, you can know you just didn't do that great a job if you didn't hold their attention. And I'm saying an hour or less presentation. But I did a webinar that was over 2 hours, and it held 95%. So the 5%, they could have had to go somewhere, could have had an appointment. I don't know why they left, but it wasn't any big deal. So if you see a drop-off of less than 25%, you know, don't worry about it. Don't feel like, oh, great day. People left. People are going to leave. People are going to have to go to the bathroom. People have appointments. It's no big deal. But understand that you're going to be a threat with your confetti. When you do a good job and when you let other people know you did a good job by publishing that on your website or sending out a newsletter that says, hey, I appreciate everybody showing up at X event. Feedback was phenomenal. Well, that's that person, that threatened person's opportunity to write you and tell you what you didn't do right. So don't worry about that. So you're going to be a threat with content. You're going to be a threat with connection. You're going to be a threat with confetti. So I want you to think about your triple threat and realize that that's just part of the process. So let's get past this presenter's ADD, affirmation dependence disorder. Before you ever step up to the stage, know you've got the goods. And you don't have to be the best. I don't want it to sound like that in this recording, this podcast. You don't have to be the best, but I want you to do your best. And your best begins with great content. Even if you're not the most entertaining, even if you're not the funniest, even if you're nervous and your heart is beating out of your chest and your hands are shaking the whole time, if you deliver solid, great content, you're going to be above 80%, maybe 90% of all speakers on the planet. And you absolutely can deliver great content. And over time, as you practice, as you gain more experience, you're also going to deliver greatly. But that just takes time. So don't weigh yourself too heavy on that if you're just a beginner. But no matter what, beginner, intermediate, advanced, we can all deliver great content. Visit me online at platinumpresenter.com. If you have a hard time putting your messages together, you have a hard time developing great content, then go to platinumpresenter.com/perfect. And grab the perfect presentation formula. Never again will you wonder if you have got a great speech, great presentation, or great content to share with your audience. Until next time, this has been Paul Evans for PlatinumPresenter.com. Speak with passion, or just leave me a note.